Let's take a look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. On the line now from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, Peter. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Steve. You know, it's been a while since we heard from Pope Francis. A few years ago, he seemed poised to be the first truly global leader taking a big stand on environment, and particularly on climate change. He did that papal encyclical a few years ago on the environment, something completely unprecedented for a leader of the Catholic Church.
So what's going on now?
Well, after Laudato Si, the encyclical, the Pope has come back and he's gathered a meeting of corporate leaders, British Petroleum, or as it's now known, BP, BlackRock, and other companies, coming together to talk about their global responsibility to address climate change.
So the Pope has gone to Wall Street, huh?
The Pope has gone to Wall Street. President Trump has gone to Wall Street, but kind of in the opposite direction. This past week, we also saw that there was an effort underway to have the Energy Department help prop up dying coal and nuclear power plants in this country, plants that can no longer cut it on a free market basis. They're dying off. They're shutting down. The president and the Energy Department would like to keep them open. You remember a few years ago, there was that push under Obama to help clean energy. A lot of people said that we shouldn't be backing winners and losers. Apparently now we're just backing losers.
Hey, what else do you have for us today?
Something from Bob Berwin, who writes for our friends at Inside Climate News. Four climate scientists have published a paper in which they argue to expand the Saffir-Simpson scale. That's the scale by which we measure the intensity of hurricanes and typhoons. It goes up to Category 5, which is anything over 156 miles an hour in wind speed. But there have been storms in excess of 190 miles an hour that they say deserve Category 6.
Oh, yeah, there have been some really big ones. I'm thinking of the one in the Philippines, Typhoon Haiyan. How fast was that one?
Right. Haiyan made it up to 195 miles an hour when it devastated several islands in the Philippines back in 2013.
And, you know, I think they changed the scale for heat waves in Australia. Now they use purple as the most extreme color on their chart.
The color purple has been added to the heat chart in Australia because they've had such blazing summers. Of course, they're going to get a break from that now since the Southern Hemisphere winter is beginning to set in. But still, it's a sign that everything, everywhere is getting hotter and we need to be able to cope with it and address it.
Let's take a look into the history vaults right now. What do you have for us?
Let's go back 30 years, June 14th, 1988, Yellowstone National Park. Small wildfire broke out just outside the boundaries of the park in Montana. It combined with other wildfires within the park during a drought season, and Yellowstone National Park through the summer of 1988 was ablaze. Eventually, 36% of the park was touched by wildfire. A lot of it was devastated by wildfire, and it didn't get put down until rain and snow came in mid-September, 3 months later.
I remember the pictures from there. It was just like horrible. It's like a bomb had dropped. What's it look like now?
The recovery has been spectacular. The natural recovery of Yellowstone has been something that was predicted by scientists. It's come true. The park is back. It has always been one of America's gems, and it continues to be.
Well, thank you, Peter. Peter is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Talk to you again real soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.